Hi, my name is Hunter Hagen.
And I am Tanner Pugh.
Welcome to the last episode of Inside the Mind of Imagine Theater, which is kind of shocking, actually.
Yeah, we were just now stressing about how are we going to get this done? How are we going to fit these episodes into a podcast before
the 16th, which today is the 13th. And here we are. We just made a last video podcast, and here we are, last episode. So let's just jump right in by saying this will be covering the last two steps of Dictatorship, which are 4 and 5, which Tanner will tell you right now.
Step 4 is the party takes control and changes all of society to what they want. And step 5 is the party eliminates, quote unquote, enemies of states and tries to expand their influence, which was what was happening at the time whenever Hitler was chancellor, as we covered in a little bit in last episode. So he was gaining power until Heidenberg died, and he was the highest power in all of Nazi Germany, which that's whenever he started doing what he was doing.
He now had no person to stop him, no one higher than him. He could finally just rule, kind of. And step 4 says that he tried to change society to what he wanted. And as we talked in our last episode, kind of, he did just that by using propaganda to get all Jews out of the place and into concentration camps. Because his main part of what he wanted was a master race of Aryans. Blonde hair, blue eyes, nothing more, nothing less.
And the German government in the future, in 1933, 1 year after his election to chancellor, the German government passed an enabling act. That's how it's...
Yeah.
All right. This gave Hitler unlimited emergency powers to maintain law and order. With unlimited power, Hitler suspended civil rights and murdered thousands of communists. That's kind of weird, as we're reading on our slides right now.
If you hear us pause, we're reading, so just
banned all other political parties. Okay. Absorbed the powers of the branches in government.
So what he's saying there is Hitler kind of said, screw your rights, kill the communists, and I'm going to take over every branch of the government.
And he basically did that, as you can tell.
Very interesting. And might I remind you, he was elected in 32. The head person died in 94. So if you think about it, he had
34.
34, that's what I said. He had a whole year to think about, hey, I'm going to do this. And yeah, that's pretty good. And this.
So, once Heidenberg did die in 1934, Hitler was left in charge with total control. Hitler fused the chancellery and presidency together to form his new title, Die Führer.
Which is something father.
Our father, I think. Hitler then proclaimed the third, how do you say that,
Reich,
whatever. We're reading right now. It's hard. His next step, as we are reading, was the total transformation of Germany into the perfect Nazi society.
Which was the end of step 4 and on to step 5, as he wanted to spread his influence. As you can tell, he got Poland, he got all these states around Germany to join him, build concentration camps, kill the Jews, which, interesting fact, did you know it takes 20 minutes for a Jew to die in the gas chamber?
As we learned from a fellow
Wildcat
here,
Kaylee Irvin. If you're listening, thank you.
She is doing a really good project right now.
While you're here at the museum, which is probably where you're going to be listening, come look at her project. She's doing something about the reactions of people. It's really cool.
It is really cool.
Me and Tanner got to volunteer. So, yeah, he tried to spread his influence, but America, this also goes along with the thing, kind of, had decided it had enough, and them and Europe and all of the allies of America decided they were going to come in and they were going to try to beat the Germans and liberate the Jews. And as history says, they did.
Moving on in history also, this is wherever Hitler started making Hitler's youth, bringing children into this horrible government that was killing Jews and all this stuff, doing all this horrible stuff.
And the problem is, he taught these children that it's okay to kill the Jews because the Jews are not as good as us. That is called anti-Semitarianism.
I think that's it.
Or dehumanization. Pick one.
Hitler made himself look better by attending public ceremonies. This one's really good. His goal was to appear in the public eye as a man of action, actively strengthening Germany.
And that's going to end off our final episode of Inside the Mind of a Master Dictator. Thank you for all your time you've put into listening to us talk about history, mainly the Holocaust. You have anything to say?
Yeah, it's been fun. I can't wait for y'all to see this and listen to it and see how Hitler did what he did to become the master dictator, as we're talking about. I want to thank y'all for listening. I want to thank y'all for coming and standing at our station, if y'all were at the stations. Thank y'all.
It's been really fun. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you soon.